Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. On our podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber is interviewing different people about their response to the coronavirus. He wanted to talk to a millennial, and guess who he recruited? Me. So rather than being the host today, I am the interviewee. Pastor Jerry, take it away.
Thanks, Liz. It's good to have you in studio, 8 feet apart, of course. and we really appreciate your hosting this podcast normally. So, yeah, we're turning the tables a little bit. it's great to have you and your husband, TJ, as part of the Harvest body. In the last year or so, you've come in. How about giving us a little perspective on your own background of your own spiritual journey? How did you get where you are today? How did the Lord bring you along the path?
Sure. So I started out as a pastor's kid. I grew up, my dad pastored Methodist churches in upstate New York and Pennsylvania. But I would say when I really got serious with my relationship with God, I was almost 15 years old, and I had been introduced to a new youth group, and they took me to this camp in Michigan. And that was where the first time I really was in a group of several youth praising the Lord. And that was something, an experience I had never had before, was really being with that many young people that were just passionate about their relationship with Jesus. And I feel like God really spoke to me in that moment and said, this is how real I am, and really just touched my heart. And I think that was the point when I was like, wow, this is real. Like, this is for real. And so I really got serious with my relationship with the Lord at that point. And from there, I just continued to follow him. I went to college and I became involved with Campus Crusade for Christ. And that's where I think I really was able to kind of dive deeper into my relationship. And so through that, I met my husband, TJ, and we were both really on fire for the Lord and have been doing worship ministry ever since. So we moved to Charlotte about a year ago and started attending Harvest, and it's been a huge blessing to be a part of the church.
That's awesome. And right now, also in the last few months, you and TJ have really been reading the scripture pretty intensely, right? How's that been a blessing to you?
So TJ and I decided last year that we really wanted to go through the whole book, the whole Bible. So we did a chronological study where we started out in the Old Testament, and now we're into the Gospels. And it's been a huge blessing to just see God's character at work throughout the entire scripture, starting in the Old Testament, going through into the New Testament, and how Jesus was such a part of everything from the very start. Really making those connections has been really just help rejuvenate our faith.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, Liz, I normally do not ask women this question, but I know you're not going to mind because you're so young. How old are you?
I am 29 years old this year. Actually, it's my half birthday today.
Oh,
so
awesome.
In 6 months, I will be turning 30.
Oh, so young. and definitely a millennial,
yes.
Right? And the reason I bring that up is, of course, with the coronavirus and the situation that we're all facing, people have talked about different generations and the different risk associated, particularly with people over 60 and who have underlying health conditions. And out in culture, there's been a little bit of question about, are millennials taking it seriously, you know, because they're healthy and most of them don't have underlying conditions. I don't really want to get into the medical side of it today, but just everybody, no matter what their age, seems to have concerns. And so from your perspective as a millennial, as a young person who is healthy, how have you seen this affect you? What are the things that you've been impacted by?
Well, I would start with, you know, just the culture has totally changed now. There's like mass panic, it seems. And it all escalated extremely quickly. We went from 1 week, literally nothing was happening. And in a matter of days, it just started to escalate. And I think we never kind of encountered that before in this type of situation. And, you know, in America, we've never been in that type of situation where many lives could be affected. So I think it was kind of a perspective shift of, okay, what's really important right now? And I think for me, I already work from home, so I'm very blessed that I have that opportunity. But I have friends that are in the millennial age bracket that have jobs that are non-essential, that fall into that category that they don't have jobs anymore, or they're not sure what's going to happen. So I think it puts a lot of us into this perspective of gratitude to say, okay, this is what I do have, and these are the things I can control, even though these things, other things I can't control. So I think it's realizing what you really have control over in this life that you live in and what God has control over. So I think that's where I've seen a shift, and seeing a shift in health itself, having gratitude that you are healthy.
Yeah. And, you know, that control thing is interesting. We, you know, hypothetically, if we were to ask, do you have control over everything? We'd answer no, but we don't often realize that until something like this happens. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes. I think that sometimes we forget about the little things that we did have control over, that now we're in a place that we can't even leave our homes except for, you know, essential things. So you kind of forgot, like, oh, how nice it was to go hang out with your friends and little things like that that you no longer can do. So, yeah, it definitely changes your perspective on those things.
Oh, awesome. Well, in our last little bit here, what have you seen God do? What are some good things you're seeing happening?
Well, for one, I feel like we as a Christian community are really being more intentional about prayer. I think this gives us an opportunity to really seek the needs of others, as so many are affected, and to really just go to the Lord with that and say, Lord, how can we be better servants to our community? And how can we love others and show God's love through a time of chaos, and to really help meet others' needs in a really trying and difficult time.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know you and TJ were part of a group that went out and served some of the older people in our body, widows, mm-hmm. and elderly, and a bunch of people went out and did that. I know you guys were that. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being a servant, even during times like this.
Yeah, it was really great to kind of meet other people in the church, too, that you may not have met otherwise, or maybe they sit on the opposite side of the church and you don't really run into them that much. But it was nice to meet other families and see us all pulling together to meet the needs of others in our church.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I don't know when people will listen to this podcast. It's certainly being aired during a critical time when mm-hmm. people are sheltering in place, either voluntarily or in a forced manner. I just want to say thank you for being a servant and for what you and your husband already mean to our body. And thanks for joining today, being willing to be on the other end of the mic.
Yes, of course. I'm glad I could be of help. And I hope that this helps encourage others, too, that are going through the sheltering in place. We can all get through this together.
Awesome.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.